This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As you read Jeremiah chapter 1, you not only get the historical context, as I pointed out in our last visit, but you also get an explanation of the call of Jeremiah, that is, the immediate context. Notice in verse 5, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you," God said. "Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." When Jeremiah heard these words, he demurred. "Ah, sovereign Lord, I do not know how to speak. I'm only a child." The Lord corrected him, "Do not say I'm only a child. You must go to everyone I send you and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you," declares the Lord. The Lord touched his lips and said, "I have put my words in your mouth." God selects those he wants to use, and he equips them for what he wants them to do. There are a couple of issues we need to look at in considering the call of Jeremiah. First, ask yourself, is a baby developing in a mother's womb important to God? Obviously it is. It says, "Before I formed you, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart." God had a purpose in mind as Jeremiah was developing as a baby in the womb of his mother. Keep this in mind as you consider the issue of abortion. Second, God always enables you to do what he asks you to do. He'll never call you to do something without equipping you to carry it out. Trust him and obey. Be the person God made you to be. And if you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.